Prior to the industrial action called by the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, the Joint Action Committee, JAC, made up of members of the Non-Academic Staff Union, NASU, and Senior Staff Association of Nigerian Universities, SANU, had earlier embarked on strike yet to be called off due to series of demand placed before the management of the University of Ibadan. While the NASU and SANU members were among others demanding the payment of pension deduction since 2004 till date, full payment of salaries of staff school, and payment of 6 month promotion arrears, the ASU members were on the other hand demanding improved funding of universities and mainstreaming of their end allowances into the 2020 budget. The strike by the three unions had led to the collapse of academic activities in the University of Ibadan. During Radio Nigeria's visit to the campus, the main gates of the institution, as well as the dual roads leading to the central administration, earlier barricaded by NASU and SANU members, were opened while other union leaders were having deliberations. While some students were seen having group discussions, others were having fun in their hostels. The students who lamented the strike appealed to management of the University of Ibadan and the union leaders to come to terms so as to end the strike, which they said would prolong their study duration.
They should come to compromise if they would pay them through the IPPMS stamp, but accommodate for those persons that go for their sabbatical.
I'm tired of the whole issue because it's really not benefiting us as students, and it's sad.
It's not like we like it, but there's really nothing we can do about it.
Speaking on behalf of NASU and SANU members, the chairman NASU UI chapter, Mr. Malaki 18, said the union was bracing up for a meeting to be held with the university management.
As of today, the strike still continues, but we are going to have a meeting with the governing council of the university.
In an interview, the ASU chairman, UI chapter, Professor Ayola Akinwole, said the union had made their position known to government on the Integrated Personal Payroll System, IPPIS, saying federal government had failed to honor the 2009 agreement reached with them despite promise to mainstream the agreement into the 2019 and 2020 budget.
Another memorandum of action then in 2017 and 2019, government willingly went into this agreement and this memorandum with us. But it's unfortunate that government has not been faithful with the implementation of various aspects of those agreements.
Professor Akinwole said the condition of Nigerian universities would continue to deteriorate unless adequate funding was channeled to revamp the institutions in Ibadan. Rotimi Famakin, Radio Nigeria.